program of the United States Treasury. The Treasury Star Parade brings you Corporal Kurt Kasner's prize-winning Army play, First Cousins, as presented at the Martin Beck Theater in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, the third war loan is on. During September in this land of freedom, every man and woman who possibly can is being asked to buy at least one more $100 war bond to pay for their own personal share in this war. This money, your money, in extra war bonds is needed to help keep our fighting machine going forward. Maybe the money we are asking you to put into extra war bonds now was set aside for new clothes, fun, or other things you don't have to have but would like to have. Well, just remember, as you put that money into extra bonds, our fellows in the front lines aren't getting what they would like to have either, not by a long shot. So no matter how many war bonds you've bought already, if it is at all possible, dig up the dollars for many extra bonds this month. Back the attack with war bonds. And now, Corporal Kurt Kasner's play, First Cousins, with the original all-soldier cast.
I'm a sergeant of the United States Army. I was born in Long Branch, New Jersey. You can call me Mac.
My name is Sam Glickman, born in Brooklyn 27 years ago. I'm a private, United States Army serial number 32326990. With me, this is a pretty personal war. Know what I mean?
I'm a sailor. Call me Clyde. Royal Navy identification 165-P. A few months after I enlisted, the Jerrys wiped out my family in the Blitz. They never could find my mother. I've been torpedoed 8 times, and for a man who wanted to study for the clergy, I don't know. Because I think I'd like to kill anyone who wouldn't help me kill a Nazi.
I'm a private in the Army of the United States. My name is Karl Schramm. My grandfather was head of the Deutsche Verein and a great friend of von Papen and von Bernstorff. I was born in Chicago, but I studied at Heidelberg in Germany, also Oxford, England. When the war came, my father had trouble proving he was a loyal American. For myself, I am proud to fight as a true American for American principles and ideals.
In the aft torpedo compartment of a small-type Nazi U-boat, 4 men stand blindfolded and dripping wet. Mac from Long Branch, Sam from Brooklyn, Clyde the British sailor, and Carl, the American soldier with the German background. They speak in subdued voices, not to be overheard by the torpedo crew, at ease now after the last torpedo attack.
It's hot in here with a blindfold, guys.
Our luck, to be picked up by a Nazi sub. Just our lousy luck.
Would you rather drown?
I think we'd all rather have landed in Africa, according to plan.
What do you suppose they'd want with us? All we'll do is eat their food and use up their fresh air.
We're here for one important purpose. To be questioned about the North African convoy. Nothing else. So no more loose talk. Understand?
What do you mean, no more loose talk? If you're talking about that little slip I made a few moments ago, what about it? These krauts don't understand English.
Take it easy, Limey. Take it easy. Carl was only saying...
Carl only is saying I talk too much with my mouth. What about him now? He speaks German. What do you know about him, anyhow?
He's wearing an American uniform, Clyde. That's what we know.
Oh, now, listen, this is all very silly. After all...
Yes? Come to think of it, 4 of us get picked up after being torpedoed, and 1 of us is a German.
Listen, Carl was born in the United States.
But he speaks German.
I also speak French and Spanish. What about that?
Oh, sure. Don't mind me, Carl. I was just talking out of my head, shooting my top.
Good. Well, what's to be done?
Well, we ain't talking, that's sure.
First of all, we must trust each other. Next, we must agree that we will say nothing that might give these people information about the convoy. Nothing. Is that understood?
Right.
We don't know from nothing.
Check!
Okay.
I know enough of Germans to know that in dealing with them, we must show them exaggerated respect. The more respect we show them, the less information they get.
Balhardin, here in chief. Balhardin!
We've been speaking too loudly. He says for us to shut up.
Hey, listen. Someone's coming.
The last mile.
Augen binden herutenem.
Is that for us, Carl?
Yes, he says we can take off the blindfolds.
Der Kapitän will like see it.
The captain wants to see us.
Hold it up. Good night, Bonnehan. I hope it won't shock you if I say what I have to say in your own language. The Germans are efficient, you know. Prepared to meet any kind of emergency. That's why we are so victorious. I'm the commander of this boat. Who is the ranking man here?
Aye, sir.
You're familiar with the rules of the international law in dealing with prisoners of war?
Yes, sir.
The last remaining nonsense started by a democratic freak organization, once called the League of Nations. You're prisoners on a submarine of the XU-3 class, under my command. I shall deliver you in due time to the proper authorities. You, come here.
Me?
Yes. Under the circumstances, you should introduce me to your friends.
Do it!
Or let you have a taste of German discipline. Do it!
Mac? Sam? Clyde? This is my cousin, the Baron von Schramm.
Oh,
delighted, gentlemen. Although I must confess, to find my cousin Karl von Schramm in such company is degrading for a German gentleman.
I am Karl Schramm, an American.
You're a von Schramm!
I am an American.
Keep quiet, Karl!
Silence, Schweinehund! This miraculous coincidence pleases me greatly. It will save me much explanation and prove to you how ridiculous your efforts are in opposing the Reich. I know the nature of the American, what you call democracy. A polyglot nation without true unity or community of feeling and action. I know that a German is always in spirit a German. Am I not right?
I left the Bund even before the war started. You know that.
A Bund? That's swell.
Franz, I'd like to speak with you alone.
Of course. So?
Ja, bitte.
You're embarrassed to speak in front of your friends?
Oh, vielleicht.
This way, please. Now, Carlo, here in my cabin, you can explain yourself.
Now, do what I tell you, Franz. I can show you the troops' transports in this American convoy and the ships carrying ammunition.
What makes you think that I should believe you just like this?
Oh, Franz, don't be a fool. I've been working for the Reich since 1939. I couldn't even let you know or anybody else. My mission was too secret.
Carl, I'm inclined to believe you. Yet I want to make one more test before I accept you as a fighter for the Reich.
Yes?
You seem so anxious.
Well, what is the test, Franz?
Come with me. I want you to go back to those other three men and tell them that you're a spy and all about yourself. I will listen outside.
But, Franz,
I want you to do it. Later you will have a chance to shoot them.
All right.
Well, here we are. Go in.
Listen. Put your ear against the door.
I knew he was a spy. He must be. Wasn't he the one who always knew everything better? He knows all about radio and signs and codes. I tell you, he's a Nazi spy, just like Clyde kept telling us.
Take it easy, Sam. We gotta be calm.
You can count on me. If only we had a gun, a knife, anything.
Yes. Wouldn't it be convenient?
Come on, let's have it, you quisling. Can't you get it over with quickly?
Boy, what I wouldn't do to you on a dark street back home in Flatbush.
I've given the sailor outside orders to shoot you at the slightest sign of disobedience. Well, my mission is practically over. In a few minutes, this submarine will send a torpedo right into the heart of your convoy.
But it can't.
Silence! At this point, I want you to know that I've been working in America for the Reich since 1939. I have been fortunate enough to be responsible for the sinking of several transports off the Atlantic coast. Yeah. You Americans are like a bunch of women. There's nothing you can keep to yourselves.
Well, what are you going to do with us? You can tell us that at least, couldn't you?
Oh, we have ways of disposing of unwanted guests. You don't think for a moment we'd waste our rations and bullets on you?
Well said, Karl. For a while I was afraid that there was a von Schramm that wasn't a von Schramm. But blood cannot be denied. A magnificent coincidence, this meeting. We're approaching the convoy, just as you told me. The Führer will decorate us for this. I trust my cousin infinitely. Carl, here's my revolver.
Yes? Thank you.
You put it in your pocket?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Carl. I did distrust you up to now. But I'm convinced of your sincerity. I salute a von Schramm, a German hero.
Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler!
For God's sake!
Silence!
Now you can have your well-earned fun with these swine. There won't be any witnesses.
No, there won't be any witnesses. You Nazi rat.
He's down.
Oh, come on, you guys. I need your help.
The guy's out cold.
Carl, for God's sakes, which side are you on?
The Confederates, you dope. Which, whose side do you think I'm on? Now, get his clothes off. Get off his eye patch before that damn torpedo crew gets restless and wants to come in here.
You mean?
Oh, sure.
I get you, Carly, my fine German cousin. Off with the captain's coat, fellows. Halloween. Masquerade.
Now, give me his cap.
Right.
Now the eye patch.
Boy, you're going to look cute.
Now, the coat.
Here it is.
Well, help me on with it.
Here.
Now, listen, fellas, do you think I can get away with being cousin Franz von Schramm?
He is your cousin?
Yes, but now slightly removed, thank God. Now, listen, fellas, most of the crew are in the aft engine room and torpedo room. Only a few are in the control. Now, I'll take Mac with me. You ought to stay here. Come on, Mac. Oh, boy, I hope this works. Well, here goes Buck Rogers.
I'm here, Petit Maher. Come off now, Herr.
Du Bavere, Capitan.
What gives?
It works.
Here, Matrosen, den Torpedo Raum.
Listen, Mac, when they get into the torpedo room, close the bulkhead door and bolt it fast. You, Mac. You ready? Now!
Good!
Out of her!
They're taking her up. We're surfacing.
Hey, fellas, come.
Clyde, I told you to stay behind.
Sam is watching the captain. There's going to be a fight. I want to be in.
All right. Now, that one on the left, the acting officer, he's yours. I'll take that nasty face one in the middle. The acting executive officer is yours, Mac. You ready?
Get him!
Hey!
Look, fellas, a seagull. We must be near land.
Listen to Christopher Columbus figure it all out.
Oh, boy, I'd like to see an Allied plane or destroyer right now.
And get blown out of the water for being a German U-boat.
Oh, I'm counting on that white flag to save our skins.
Say, you think those Nazis down below are getting kind of stuffy?
Oh, never mind them. Now, you keep your eye on that gun and that hatch and pop anyone who shows his head.
More darn fun.
You said it. Well, they're safe down there. Everyone's where he can't scuttle a sub or flutter tanks. I smashed the basic controls.
And to think, we didn't trust Carl.
Yeah, just think.
Fellas, here's a man who really rates a salute.
Right you are.
All right, then. Attention. Hut! Carl Schramm, American.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you listen to the service boys who took part in this show, did you stop to think that every one of them stands ready to give his life to help win this war for us? Well, think still further. Ask yourself what you are doing to back up these boys. And no matter what you're doing or what your payroll buying has been, you still haven't done all you can. The third war loan is here, and every man and woman in America is asked to invest in at least one extra $100 bond during September. Back the attack with war bonds. Start buying those extra $100 bonds today. The United States Treasury Department thanks the Special Service Branch of the Second Service Command, which made possible the presentation of First Cousins, and the cast, which included the author, Corporal Kurt Kasner, Sergeant Barry Thompson, Corporal Ralph Geisler, Corporal David Reeser, Corporal Roy Johnston, and Private Melvin Parks, as well as this station for the use of its facilities. The original musical score was composed and conducted by David Brookman. Additional writing was by Thelma Ritter and Joseph Moran. This especially transcribed production was directed by Henry P. Hayward. This is James Wallington suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.